Chapter 2. The Problem. We are witnesses to one of the most significant shifts in human history. Peter Drucker, one of the greatest management thinkers of our time, puts it this way. In a few hundred years, when the history of our time is written from a long-term perspective, it is likely that the most important event those historians will see is not technology, not the internet, not e-commerce. It is an unprecedented change in the human condition. For the first time, literally, substantial and rapidly growing numbers of people have choices. For the first time, they will have to manage themselves. And society is totally unprepared for it. Close quote. To understand the core problem and the profound implications of Drucker's prophetic statement, we must look first at the context of history, namely, the five ages of civilization's voice. First, the hunter and gatherer age. Second, the agricultural age. Third, the industrial age. Fourth, the information knowledge worker age. And finally, an emerging age of wisdom. Imagine for a moment that you take a step back in time and are a hunter and a gatherer of food. Each day you go out with a bow and arrow or stones and sticks to gather food for your family. That's all you've ever known, seen, and done to survive. Now imagine someone comes up to you and tries to persuade you to become what he calls a farmer. What do you think your response would be? You see him go out and scratch the earth and throw little seeds into the ground, and you see nothing. You see him watering the soil and removing weeds, and you still see nothing. But eventually, you see a great harvest. You notice his yield as a farmer is 50 times greater than yours as a hunter and gatherer. And you are considered one of the best. What would you do? You would likely say to yourself, "Even if I wanted to, I couldn't do that. I don't have the skills. I don't have the tools." You just wouldn't know how to work that way. But the farmer is so productive that you see him making enough money to send his kids to school and give them great opportunities, and you are barely surviving. Little by little, you're drawn to go through the intense learning process of becoming a farmer. You raise your children and grandchildren as farmers. That's exactly what happened in our early history. There was a downsizing of hunters and gatherers of over 90%. They lost their jobs. By choice. Several generations pass, and along comes the industrial age. People build factories and learn specialization, delegation, and scalability, and replicability. They learn how to take raw materials through an assembly line with very high levels of efficiency. The productivity of the industrial age goes up 50 times over the family farm. Now, if you were a farmer producing 50 times more than hunters and gatherers, and all of a sudden you see an industrial factory rise up and start outproducing the family farm by 50 times, what would you say? You might be jealous, even threatened. But what would you need to be a player in the industrial age? You would need a completely new skill set and tool set. More importantly, you'd need a new mindset, a new way of thinking. The fact is that the factory of the industrial age produced 50 times more than the family farm, and over time, 90% of the farmers were downsized. Those who survived in farming took the industrial age concept and created the industrialized farm. So today, only 3% of the people in the United States are farmers, who produce most of the food for the entire country and much of the world. Do you believe that the information knowledge worker age we're moving into will outproduce the industrial age 50 times? Think about it. I believe it will. We're just barely beginning to see it. It will outproduce it 50 times, not twice, not 3 or 10 times, but 50 or more. Nathan Myhrvold, former chief technology officer at Microsoft, put it this way. The top software developers are more productive than average software developers, not by a factor of 10 times, or 100 times, or even 1,000 times, but by 10,000 times. Close quote. Quality knowledge work is so valuable that unleashing its potential offers organizations an extraordinary opportunity for value creation. If that is true, just think of the value of unleashing the potential of your children. Knowledge work leverages all of the other investments that an organization or a family has already made. In fact, knowledge workers are the link to all of the organization's other investments. They provide focus, creativity, and leverage in utilizing those investments to better achieve the organization's objectives. The same exact thinking would apply to a family, or for a not-for-profit organization, or to a school, or a hospital, or whatever. Do you believe the knowledge worker age will eventually bring about a downsizing of up to 90% of the industrial age workforce? I believe it. Current outsourcing and unemployment trends are just the tip of the iceberg. In fact, these trends have become a very hot political issue. But the reality is that much of our losses in industrial-age jobs have less to do with government policy and free trade agreements than they do with the dramatic shift in our economy to a knowledge worker age. Do you think it will be threatening to today's workforce to learn the new mindset, the new skill set, and the new tool set of this new age? Imagine what it will take. Imagine what it will take for you and for me. What will it take for us to become a player in this new era? Imagine what it will require of your organization. Peter Drucker compares the industrial manual worker age with today's knowledge worker age this way. Quote, "The most important and indeed the truly unique contribution of management in the 20th century was the 50-fold increase in the productivity of the manual worker in manufacturing. The most important contribution management needs to make in the 21st century is similarly to increase the productivity of knowledge work and the knowledge worker. The most valuable assets of a 20th century company were its production equipment. The most valuable asset of a 21st century institution, whether business or non-business, will be its knowledge workers and their productivity." The great historian Arnold Toynbee said that you could pretty well summarize the history of society and the institutions in it in four words. Nothing fails like success. In other words, when you have a challenge and the response is equal to the challenge, that's called success. But once you have a new challenge, the old one successful response no longer works. That's why it's called a failure. Nothing fails like success. We live in a knowledge worker age, but operate our organizations in a controlling industrial age model that absolutely suppresses the release of human potential. Voice is essentially irrelevant. This is an astounding finding. The mindset of the industrial age that still dominates today's workplace will simply not work in the knowledge worker age and the new economy. And the fact is that people have taken the same controlling mindset home. So often it dominates the way we communicate and deal with our spouses and the way we try to manage, motivate, and discipline our children.